Here, Mishnayis Mesechta Rosh Hashanah. The Perek Rishon, the first Mishnah, Arba'a Rosh Hashanah Heim. There are four times during the year that is, it is considered a Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, for different halachas, like we'll soon see. The Echad Ben Nisan, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Lamlochim. It's called the beginning of the year for Melech, a Jewish king. That means if you appoint a Jewish king in Adar, when it comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's called the beginning of a second year of reign. The Nafkaminazar and Hilchos Shtaros, that in the Shtar they used to write down the year of the king. So if he became king on Rosh Chodesh Adar, now on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if you write a Shtar, you have to write down Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the beginning of his second year of reign. Ule Regalim, for Yom Tovim, the Gimel Regalim we have, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's called the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah. Like the Pasuk always says, Uvechag HaMatzos, Uvechag HaShavuos, Uvechag HaSukkos, that the Chag HaPesach, that comes first. And the Nafka Mina, the difference is about the Loch of Loi Tacher, that the Pasuk says, Ki Sido Nerdu LaHashem Lekecho Loi Sacha LeShalmoi. When you mechayiv yourself to bring a neder, a korban to Hashem, you can't delay it. So the question, how many Yom Tovim, how long do you have to be over this lav? And the Seder starts from Chag HaPesach, and that's the Mishnah that says the Rosh Hashanah for a Golem is called Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Mishnah goes on, Be'echod Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behemah. The first day of Elul, that's the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behemah. And Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Omrim, Be'echod B'Tishrei. They say the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behemah is on Echod B'Tishrei. Now, this halach of Maisa Behemah is, like the Pasuk says, V'chol Maisa Boka V'tzoyin Asher Yavo Tachas Hashevet, Ho Asiri Yi HaKodesh L'Hashem. That if a person has 10 animals born to him that year, you have to bring them through the Shevet, and the 10th one is Kodesh, becomes a Korban, a Maisa Behemah. The halach is, you can't put together animals that were born last year with animals that were born this year. So when is it considered a new year that you can't put the two together? That's this machlokes, whether it's Rosh Chodesh Elul or whether it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Then the Mishnah goes on, Be'echod B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lashonim. On our Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, that's called Rosh Hashanah Lashonah for the new year, V'la'ashmitin V'la'ayovlois, L'anatiya V'la'ayirokos. Now, that the Mishnah says that Echod B'Tishrei is called the Rosh Hashanah Lashonim, there are a lot of different shotim in the Gemara. One says it means that this is the beginning of the count of the year for the Goyish kings. Before we had for the Jewish king, we go Bosor Echod ben Isin, but by Malchai Akum, we go Bosor Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. Some say it means for the Tkufa of Cham and Levono, and some say it goes on like our Rosh Hashanah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was done as Kol Olam Kuloi, V'chol HaKeres, whatever happens to them. Now, Lishmita means, when do we start counting Shmita? That starts on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Hu Adin Yovlois, the 50th year, also starts on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Now, Linatiya means, that's for the Loch of Sholosh Shonim of Orlo. That means when you grow a tree, the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the fruits. So when is it considered the year for a tree? It starts on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It means if you've started to grow a tree before Tishrei, now when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, it's called the first year is up, and now you're starting its second year. V'la'ayirokos means for the ma'isa you give for vegetables, that the halacha is you can't take off ma'isa from vegetables that were grown last year on vegetables that were grown this year. So when is it considered a new year? That's this Mishnah Echad B'Tishrei. And then the Mishnah said that B'Echad B'Shvat, and Rosh Chodesh Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Lilun. It's called the beginning of the year for the trees, which means for the fruit that blossom on the tree. But the same thing, can't take off Meiser from last year's crop on this year's crop. So what's called the new year on the Rosh Hashanah is called Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Kedivrei Beishamah, that's what Beishamah Shita. Beisilul Oimrim Bechamisha Osaboy. On the 15th day of Shvat, that's the Rosh Hashanah Lilon. From then on, it's called the new year. But you can't take off Meiseres from 1 year, one crop for the next crop. The Mishnah Bei says, "Be'aboa prokim ho'ilam nidun." 4 different times of the year, there's a nidun, there's a din, there's a judgment on the world. Ba'Pesach, on the Chag of Pesach, ala tfuah. Hashem judges the world if they're worthy to have good tfuah that year. because this is the time when the tefuah, the wheat, the grain, start to ripen. Ba'atzeres on Shavuos al Peres Ilun, Hashem gives a judgment whether there'll be fruit on this year, because that's the time when the fruits start to blossom. Rosh Hashanah kol boyeh ha'olam oivron lefanav kivnei moron. On Rosh Hashanah, the whole world goes in front of Hashem kivnei moron. Gemara says three pshatim on this. It means kivnei imra, like sheep. The way sheep, you count one after another. Now, each one separately has this judgment. Shenema, the pasuk says, ha'yotzayach ha'libom ha'meivin es kol maseim. Because Baruch Hu understands everybody and judges everybody separately. Hashem judges the world whether we'll have water or not that year. And usually at the time when we have the judgment, we do special mitzvahs with those things that in order we should have a good bracha. Like the Moshe on Pesach, it's a Zman Adin for the Tfuah, that's why we have Matzah then. We use the Tfuah to do mitzvahs with it. And on Rosh Hashanah, on Atzeres, on Shavuos, that's the time we start to bring Bikurim that comes from the fruits. Rosh Hashanah, we have the Yom Adin, we have the Shofar, to remind us of the judgment that Hashem does. And on Chag, on Sukkot, we have the special mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, Keneged the Mayim that Hashem judges the world. Mishnah Gimel, Al Shisha Chodoshim Ashluchim Yetzim. 6 months of the year, the Shluchim, the messengers, go out. In other words, they used to have the Rosh Chodesh, the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, would say Mekudesh HaChodesh, and then they would send out messengers to tell all the other Jews in the Eretz Yisrael when exactly Rosh Chodesh is. So for 6 months they had to send out Shluchim. Al Nisan, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was, Mefnei HaPesach, that the Klai Yisrael should know exactly when Tezvov is to make Yom Tov of Pesach. Alov on Chodesh Av, Mefnei HaTainis, people should know when Tisha B'Av is. Al Elul on Rosh Chodesh Elul, Mefnei Rosh Hashanah. Used to send out that people should know exactly when it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. In other words, Elul was always 29 days, and they knew if they knew exactly when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, they would know when Rosh Hashanah is. The 30th day from that would be Rosh Hashanah. Al Tishrei Mifnei Takona Samoadis. Now for Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, they would also send out messengers to know exactly, clearly, when Yom Kippur should be and when Sukkot. Even though we just said if they know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, they would know by themselves when Rosh Hashanah is, but still people wanted to make 100% sure not to have any doubts in their mind, maybe Beis Din pushed off Rosh Hashanah another day. So even though they were Samech, they knew when Rosh Hashanah was, still it was Kedai to send out Shluchim after Rosh Hashanah to tell the people exactly when Rosh Hashanah was. Our Kislev Mifnei Chanukah. They sent out messengers when Rosh Chodesh Kislev was, that everybody should know that on Chof Hei B'Kislov starts Chanukah. The Aladar Mifnei HaPurim, and Rosh Chodesh Adar, people should know exactly when Purim will come out. U'Kishoye Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when you used to have the Beis HaMikdash, Yoytze Maaf Al Iyor Mifnei Pesach Kotin. Used to be Pesach Sheni then, in Iyor, so they send out messengers to know exactly when Pesach Sheni comes out. Mishneh Dalet, Al Shnei Chodoshim, on 2 months of the year, Mechallelin Es HaShabbos. The Edim that see the new moon, they have a right to go to Beis Din, to tell Beis Din to make this day Rosh Chodesh, even if it means they have to be Mechallel Shabbos. Like Lamosha, let's say they saw the moon on Friday night, on Shabbos, and they live far away from Beis Din, they can't get there the next day. So they're allowed to ride the horse, they're allowed to be Mechallel Shabbos Almanas to get to Beis Din to tell them exactly when they saw the new moon. So the Mishnah says, Al Nisan v'Al Tishrei. For Rosh Chodesh Nisan and for Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the Edom are allowed to be Mechallel Shabbos. Shebohen ha'shluchim yotzim l'Surya. Because in these 2 months, the shluchim, the messengers, don't only go out to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, but even go out of Eretz Yisrael to Surya and to Bavel. Ubohen mesaknen es ha'moadis. And these 2 months are very important to know exactly when we make the Yom Tovim. Like l'moshel for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we make a Pesach. And for Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, from that we make Yom Kippur, from that we make Sukkot. So these are two important months that you can even be Mechallel Shabbos. Now, Kishahoye Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when we used to have the Beis HaMikdash, Mechallelin Af HaKulon. For any one of the 12 months, the Edom have a right to be Mechallel Shabbos, if that's the only way they can get to Beis Din. Mifnei Takonas HaKorban. Because on every Rosh Chodesh used to be a special Musaf, musaf for Rosh Chodesh. So we have to know exactly when to bring the korban musaf. So you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to come to Bez and to tell them exactly when that you saw the new moon. And the Gemara darshens this from Sukkim. The pasuk says, "Elo meyadi Hashem mikroi kodesh asher tikroisam b'mayadam," which means even if to be mechal Shabbos, you have a right to be mekadesh the chodesh. The Mishnah says, "Bein sheniru ba'alil," whether the Edim saw the new moon, it was clear. In other words, it was a clear night. So really, like we'll soon see, they could still be Mechal Shabbos. Even though there's a svara to say that since it's so clear, why should they go be Mechal Shabbos? Most probably Edim that are closer than them to Beis Din also saw the new moon. So maybe they don't have to go to be Mechal Shabbos. So the Chiddush says, no, still they go. Bein Shaloi Nira Ba'alil, whether when they saw the moon, it was not so clear. So then it's the biggest svara they should go be Mechal Shabbos, because maybe nobody else saw the new moon. But in both these cases, it's Mechal in all of Es HaShabbos. They have a right to go to Beis Din, even if it means they have to be Mechal HaShabbos to get there. Rabbi Yosi Yoimino, Im Nira Ba'alil, if you see the moon when it's clear outside, so most probably people saw it that are closer than you to Beis Din, so there's no real purpose for you to go to Beis Din to be Mechal HaShabbos. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi holds, Ein Mechal in all of Es HaShabbos. You don't have a heter to be Mechal HaShabbos to go to Beis Din. Mishnah Vav says, Maise, it once happened the case, Sha'ovru Yoiser Me'aboyim Zug, that there were 40 pairs of Edim that came, that they were Mechal Shabbos to come to Beis Din to tell them they saw the new moon. The Ikvon Rav Yakiva Balud, when Rav Yakiva saw all these Edim, like be Mechal Shabbos to go to the Beis Din Agod L'Nishlayim, he stopped them, and I told him, stay here in Lud, don't go further, because Beis Din doesn't need you. Beis Din already knows that the new moon came out. Sholach Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent it back to Rabbi Akiva and said, no, in Ma'akev Atar Eserabim, if you're going to stop these Edim from going up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Din HaGadol, is Nimtzeiso Ma'achshilin Losed Lavoi. It's going to come out that next year these Edim won't come, or next month. And they're going to figure, if you stopped us this month, there's no purpose for us to be Mechal Shabbos, and you can never tell, maybe it'll happen in 1 month, that these will be the only Edim that saw the new moon last night. Therefore, Rabbi Gamliel says, we never stop the Yadin. No matter how many they are coming, we let them all go to Yerushalayim to tell the Beis Din HaGadol that they saw the new moon. In Mishnah Zayin, Av u'benoi sheroa sachodesh. A father and a son, if they both saw the new moon last night, is yelchu. They should both go to the Beis Din HaGadol to tell them that they saw the new moon. Now the Mishnah says, loy shem etzdorfim ze im ze. Not that they're both allowed to say Edis together, because they're kroivim, they're relatives, and relatives are posel to say Edis. Ela only, shim yi posel echod mehem, is yitztorof hashen yimacher. Let's say Beis Din finds that one of them, either the father or the son, is a posel aid, so one is no good, but at least the other one will be a good aid to be mitztorof to add to another aid that's there already. So therefore, there's a purpose for both of them to go. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, ovu benoi v'chol ha-kroivim k'sherim li'edis achodesh. Rabbi Shimon argues and says, no, for this Edis to come to Beis Din to say he saw the new moon last night, even though it's an Edis midiraisa, he holds here to Xeras HaKosiv, that even Kroivim on Yemen. And the Gemara Dashans of the Pesach says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'yelaron leimer achodesh hazeh lochem. So Rabbi Shimon Dashans, Edis zu, shel achodesh k'sher v'hibochem, that this type of an Edis to say that you saw the new moon is kosher even with Kroivim. Now, Omar Rabbi Yosi says like this, that Maise b'toiviyah harayfe. It happened a story once with the doctor Toiviyah, Sheroya Sachodish b'Yerushalayim, that when he saw the new moon once, is he came to say Edis, hu u'benoi v'avdoi meshukro. He came, him and his son, and his Eved Kanani that he freed. Now, all three came to say Edis. So Rabbi Yosi says the Maise was like this, v'kiblu ha'kahanim oisev yes b'noi. The Chachom, the Kohanim there, Mashma, they held, like Rabbi Shimon, that Kroivim, a father and a son, is kosher to say Edis. But the Eved Meshuchar, the him, they did not accept. In other words, since an Eved has no Yichus, they held that without Yichus, you're possible to say Edis. But when they came in front of the Beis Din HaGadol, it was the opposite. Like they held, like the Chachomim, the Tanakam we had before, that kiblu oisav yes avdo you poslo yes benoi, that a father and a son is possible to say Edis, even for the Edis HaChodesh. since they're kroivim, the apostle, like the Tanakama, just kiblu eisav yisavdoi, they held that an eved, when he's meshuchar, he's like a regular Yisrael now, even though he doesn't have yichus, that's no psul for edus. So the makabel, the roifer, and his eved meshuchar, to say edus for the kiddush akedush. The Mishneh Ches, Eilu Hein Hapsulim. These are the people that are apostle to say edus. Ha-Mesachek Bekuvya. Somebody that gambles, like play cards. So there are different reasons why. Some learn it means somebody that's his whole business is that he gambles. He's only Isaac in Mesachek Bekuvya. So there's a psul for Yisheinu Isaac B'Yishuv B'Shalaylam. He's not doing any gain for the world. So such a person, we're afraid he's going to lie. Other people learn it's a question of a gazlu midrabbonin, it's a question of yod the smachta lekanya, so you pesapsul midrabbonin. Or malave beribis, people that lend money with interest, they're also over in Isser, even though sometimes only yosem midrabbonin, ribis the rabbonin, also you posel for edis. Or mafriche yoinim, people that fly like pigeons, also they gamble with the pigeons. Same thing, the posel, because either en oisek yeshuv shalaylam, or else it's Gezer Midrabonin, the Seicher Reh Shviyas, or else people that do business with the fruits that grow on Shviyas, on Shemitah and Eretz Yisrael, that it's an Issa to do Schoir, to do business with them, the Yavodim, or else an Eved Kenani is possible to say Eidus. Now Zeh HaKlal, this is the general rule, called Eidus She'enu Ishek Sherilo. Any time, like an Eidus Midiraisa, an Isha is possible to say Eidus. The Torah says, V'yomdu Shnei HaNoshim, and we dash in men and not ladies. So any time that a lady is possible to say edus, all these psulim are also possible to say edus. Is afhein enem ksherim lo. These psulim of mesachek bekuvya malve beribis are also possible to say edus. What it comes out though, there are certain times when the rabbanon believed in isha to say edus, then even these psulim, since they're only possible with the rabbanon, these psulim are also kosher to say edus. The Mishneh Tes mi shiroh sachedish. There's a person that saw the new moon last night, and he can't walk by himself, or we'll see he can't walk by his feet, to go to Bezdin. So the Chiddush is, we are allowed to put him on top of the donkey, and like ride him there, even though it's Shabbos, like we had before, he could be Mechal Shabbos for this Eidus of Kiddush HaChiddush. Afilu Bamita, even if it means we have to put him on a stretcher and carry him there, we're allowed to do this. Let's say they're afraid of people, the bandits, they're afraid they'll be ambushed on the road. Is loichen biyoda maklois. They're allowed to take with them weapons to protect themselves. They could take sticks to protect themselves. Even though it's on Shabbos, that we had before, you could be mechal Shabbos for this Eidus. Fim hoysa derech rechoik, let's say it's a far away journey. Is loichen biyoda mezoinus. They're allowed to carry with them on the way food for the road. Sha mahalach laila viyoy mechal nes haShabbos. For the way, for the traveling of one night and one day, in other words, if they'll get there still on Shabbos, they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to get there on Shabbos. The Yaitzin Li'edus HaChodesh, the Eidim are allowed to go out to say Eidus HaChodesh on Shabbos. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Eila Moyadei Hashem, Ashetikru Oysam B'Moyadam. B'Moyadam means in its special times. In other words, even on Shabbos also, we're allowed to go out to say this Eidus, to be Mekadish, the Chodesh. Yeah, Perek Sheni, first Mishnah. Im Eino Makirin Oisai, if Bezdin does not recognize the Eidim that come to tell them that they saw the new moon last night, is Meshalachin Acher Ima Lehaidoi. Bezdin sends to hear that they're trustworthy people. In other words, let's say two Eidim come from another city, and the Bezdin in Yerushalayim do not know these Eidim. So the Bezdin have to send that two Eidim should come to them from that city to be made that these Eidim are kosher. We could trust them. And now it explains why. Because at the beginning, Bezdin Hagadol used to accept any people, any Eidim that came to tell them they saw the new moon, they would trust them. But when the Minim, that means the Tzedukim, the Baisusim, people that didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, made a kilkul, ruined it for Bezdin. They used to hire false Eidim to say they saw the new moon and really they didn't see it. It says, Kino, the Rachachamim, the Bezdin, made a takona, Shelo Yiyu Mekablin Elamin HaMakirin, that from now on we only accept Eidus for the Eidus HaChodesh If we recognize, we know that we could trust them. And if we don't know who the Eidim are, we have to send to hear from the people in that city that two Eidim should come and tell Beis Din here that we could trust them. In Mishnah Beis, Barishayna Hoyu Masiyin Masuos. At the beginning, Beis Din, like used to the way they would tell the news to people that they made Rosh Chodesh, they would relay it like from one mountain to another mountain on top of the mountains. They would have like a fire, a torch, and they would light the torch on this mountain, and people will be up on the next mountain, and they light a torch there. And that's the way they would relay the news to say that Beis Din was Mekadesh the Chodesh. And the Tekonah was, the Gemara says, that when they made a Chodesh, a Chosar, when they made the 30th day to be Rosh Chodesh, that's when they made the Masoyas. But if the Rosh Chodesh was on the 31st day, then they did not make any torches that month, so they automatically knew that it was a Chodesh Moly. But Misha Kilkulo HaKusim, again, when the Kusim made troubles, and they used to make fire even on the wrong day, it says, Kinu Shiyu Shluchim Yetzim. Beis Din made a takana. The only thing we could do now is to send out messengers from Beis Din itself, saying, telling the people exactly when they made the Rosh Chodesh. Now, Mishnah Gimel, Ketzad Hoyu Masiyin Masuos, how did they make these torches on top of the mountains? Is Mevi'in Kul Kunsois Shel Eris Aruchin. They used to bring long sticks of wood, of cedar wood. It was very strong wood that wouldn't burn so fast. It would take a long time. The konim, and they had reeds, the atzei shemen, and small twigs of wood that used to give off oil. Like if you break the wood, the oil would come out. In other words, these are very good things to burn. When the oirois shall pish them, used to have leftover pieces of flax also. The kerech b'mishicha, and they would tie this all around with a string on the top of this big erez stick. And that's they had the torch. The oil of Rosh Hashanah. Then they would go up to the top of the mountain. Umatis ben Esor, and they would light the torch. Umoylech umevi, umale umoyrit. They used to wave it back and forth and up and down. Achuroyes chaveroy, until they saw by the next mountain his friend was also doing the same thing. Shuoyesakein Rosh Hashanah, v'chein Rosh Hashlishi. He's doing the second mountain when they started to do it. Then the first one stopped. And the second one did it until the third mountain saw him, and he started to do it. And that's the way they used to relay the news, telling people they made Rosh Chodesh. And the reason why they used to shake it up and down and across is that that was the simin that these are special torches to tell people that it was Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Dalid, Umeyein Hoyu Masiyin Masoyis, like from which mountains did they used to light the torch? Mehar HaMishcha, they started out on Har HaMishcha, which is Har HaZesim, right outside the Beis HaMikdash. LeSartavo, they went, it was seen until Sartavo. Umi Sartavo LeGroifino. Umi Groifino LeChavron. Umi Chavron LeBeis Bilton. Umi Beis Bilton LeZozimishon. When it reached the mountain of Beis Bilton, then they didn't have to put any more mountains. El or rather, Melech HaMevi, they would shake it back and forth. Umalo murid up and down. Achahoyeroya kol ha-goyla. Until the whole goyla will soon see that means Pompadisa. Or else B'nai Bovol, they used to see it lefon of Kimadura Seish. It used to look like a torch, like a fire in front of them. And the Gemara explains what it means to say is when the people in Pompadisa and Bovol used to see it, every person like would go on top of his own roof and make his own torch and used to look like there's a big fire in Pompadisa or in Bovol. Mishnah Hei, Chotzer Gedoylo Hoysev Yerushalayim. They used to have a big courtyard in Yerushalayim. Ubeis Yazek Hoysev Nikreis. It was called the Beis Yazek. The Gemara says because it had a geder, a wall of stone around it. Ulishom Kol Eidim Mischansin. All the Eidim that came to tell Beis Din that they saw the new moon would gather together there. Ubeis Din Boidkin Oysem Shom. And Beis Din would check out the Eidim, like we'll soon see the next Mishnah, to make sure they're telling the truth. Usudais gedolos oisim lehem. They used to make big parties, big meals for them. Bishvil shiyu regilim lavoi. That they should like to come to say edus, that they should be used to it the next month, they should come again. For rishayim at the beginning, lo hoyu zozin mishom kol hayom. In case these edim came on Shabbos, and they came chutz l'tchum, so lechatchilu dalochri is if you go outside of your tchum, of your city, you go more than 2,000 amos outside of the city limit, Halacha is then you're not allowed to move more than Dalad Amos. So at the beginning they were noyig as if they went out of their tchum and they came into this new Yush, they came to this new Chatzah Gedolah in Yushlayim. So after they said the Raiders, at the beginning the Psak Halacha was they can't move from this Chatzah. They asked to stay like in these Dalad Amos, the whole Shabbos. Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin, Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin made a takana, no, that's not the Halacha. She Yomahal Chin Alpayim Amalach Haruach. He gave them the halacha as if they live in this city, and they have a right to walk around the whole city, and even 2,000 amas outside this city, they're also allowed to walk. In other words, he gave them a din like Anshei Oisayir. And we'll soon see why. V'loy Elu Bulvad, not only this case where the Edim came out of their tchum because of the purpose of saying Edis, Ela Av HaChachoma. Like even a nurse, Ha'bol Yali, if she went out of a tchum on Shabbos to help somebody give birth, or else if there was a fire in your town and you had to run away, or else there was an army coming into your town and you had to run away, or else the river was overflowing, or else something else, the walls were falling down. The kid says, since you ran away because of the sakonis nefashis, that you had a right to leave your city to go someplace else, is haray elu kan treir. The kid says, whenever you have a right to leave your city, even though you go chutz l'tchum, when you come into a new city, the Rabbanim gave you a loch as if you're living in this city. And they have the right to walk outside that city up until 2,000 amas. We don't say it as if you went out of your tchum, that then it's a knas, you can't walk more than dalad amas, but rather since you went out of your tchum, Rishus, Rabbanim gave you a loch as if you live now in this city and you have alpayim amas all around this city. The Mishnah Vov. Ketzad Aboidkin Eso Edim. How did Bezdin check out the Edim to make sure they're not lying? Izug Shebo Rishon, the first pair of Edim that came, Boidkin Eso Rishon. They would check them out first. Umachnisin Es HaGodol Shebehen. Out of these first two Edim, they would take the bigger one. In other words, they checked each Ed separately. So they took the bigger one first. V'yoyim Loi, and they said to him, Emor Ketzad Rises Lavona. Tell us, how did you see the new moon last night? Lefnei hachama or liachra hachama? Did you see the moon in front of the sun, or was it in back of the sun? And the Gemara explains what it really meant to say is, like the curve of the moon, the inside of the curve, was that facing towards the sun, or was the outer curve facing towards the sun? And really we know that the outer side of the moon, like when it's, let's say, in a banana shape, the outer side, the one that's facing like out, that faces the sun. The inside does not face the sun. So we used to ask him. Then we asked him, L'tzvona l'drema, was it on the north side of the sun or the south side of the sun? Kama hoya goiva, how tall exactly, how high do you think the sun, the moon was? Olayin hoya noita, which way was it turning towards? Again, it means l'tzadah p'gum. The inside, the part that's missing, which side was it turning to? The Kamahoya Rochav, how wide was it? See, Momer, if the aide answered back, Lifnei HaChama, that the Pegima, the inside was in front of the moon, in front of the sun, Loyomaklum, he did not see anything. Because that much we know for sure, that the inside, the Pegam of the Levona, never faces the sun. It's only the outside of the moon that faces the sun. And the moon gets its light from the sun. So there used to be Bedik to make sure that one, and then the second one to make sure they're both telling the truth. Then they would take the second one in. And check him out. If both were saying the exact same way, in other words, they weren't lying, then we believe the Yedis. And Beth has Kosher Edim now to make a Rosh Chodesh. What about all the rest of the pair of Edim that came? They used to ask them a few questions, the main questions. Not that we really had to check out those Edim, because there's no purpose now. We have now the first pair of Edim, that's enough. So why did we even ask them some questions? They should not go out feeling very bad. Because we want to make sure they'll come again. So like this, if they feel they came for nothing, they weren't needed, they didn't even ask us any questions, they'll go away feeling all bad, feeling like we wasted our time. So Bezdin doesn't want that to happen in order that they should be used to coming again. Therefore, we make as if we need them, and we ask them the main questions. Mishnah Zayin. Rosh Bezdin Omer. The head of the Bezdin used to say, Mekudesh. As after the Bezdin was Mekabel the Yedim, now the Rosh, the head of the Bezdin, would say, Mekudesh. For Chol Om and everybody there, the whole, all the people, Oinem Achrov, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. They would answer after him also to say, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. And the Gemara Dashim, this from Sukkim, and it says, Vidavim Moshe's Merabi Hashem, Vidashim Sukkim, that the Rosh Bezdin has to say it, and the Chol Om, the rest of the people, they also have to answer back, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Now, Bein Shenira Bezmanoi, Bein Shlo Nira Bezmanoi, Mekadesh and Oisoi. Whether we're going to make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, that means they saw the new moon the night of the 30th, Bein Shenira Shalei Bezmana, which means we're first going to make the 31st day of Rosh Chodesh, still Mekadesh and Oisoi. There's a purpose for Bezdin, the Rosh Bezdin, to say Mekudesh. Again, Mishnah says again, Bein Shenira Bezmanoi, Bein Shlanira Bezmanoi, Mekachinoisai. In other words, whether they're going to make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh, then for sure we have to have the Rosh Bezdin to make Mekudesh, because we don't know a Rosh Chodesh can either come out on the 30th day or else on the 31st day. So to make it on the 30th day is like a Chiddush, then for sure we have to have the Bezdin to say Mekudesh. But the Tanakam holds, even when Bezdin does not have Edim to make the Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, then automatically it becomes to be Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day, still there's an Indian for Bezdin to say Mekudesh, and everybody answers back, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. However, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadokai men know that in Lenira Bezmanoi, if you did not see the Chodesh, the Levono, to be Mekadeshit for the 30th day, is a Mekadeshin Oisai. You don't have to say Mekudesh for the 31st day. Shekva Kitshuhu Shemayim. Because it's a sort of like Minash Shemayim, they are Mekadeshit. Like automatically by itself, Rosh Chodesh is on the 31st day. And Aloch is like a Blazer Berb Tzadik. Mishnah Ches. Demus Tzurois Levonois, his pictures or forms of the moon, is Hoyle the Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, he was the Nasi in the Sanhedrin in Yavne. It was after Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. And he used to be Mekabel the Edim to make a Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, used to have special forms of pictures of the moon. The tavla, it was on a tavla, means on like a piece of wood. Uva koisol baliyosai, attached to his wall. Baliyosai in his attic and his upstairs. Shebohen mares es hadjotis v'yomer. With these pictures, he used to show the hadjotis. Those regular edim would come, and they wouldn't understand all the questions like we have to ask before. Like we asked him, did you see the moon this way in front of the sun and back of the sun? If he wouldn't understand the questions, he would have to show him a picture as if to say, did you see it this way or did you see it that way? Hakizeru isa oikozer, did you see it this way or that way? Now, maise shabo shnayim v'yomer, once happened two people, two eidim came to him. And they said, re'inhu shachris b'mizrach, the arvis b'marv, that in the morning we saw the levona in the east side, the arvis, and by evening we saw it in the west side. Is Amr Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri Eide Shekem Heim. Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri said these are false Eides. Why? Because it's impossible to see the same day the moon, the Levona, on the morning in the east, and on the west by evening, it's impossible. So the Gemara says that Kishabol Yavna, when these Eidim came to the Bezdin HaGodol in Yavna, is Kiblon Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel did accept him. Then the Gemara explains, Rabbi Gamliel like explains what they meant to say was that true they saw it in the evening by the west side, but after they said they saw it on the east side in the Shachris, they made a mistake. They did not really mean it. The Oyed Gemara in Mishnah says Bo Shnayim V'Yomru. Two Eidim came in front of Rabbi Gamliel and said, Re'inu Bizmanoi. We saw the new Levona Bizmanam, means the night going into the 30th day, or Baleli Buray Lenira. But the next night, the night of the 30th day, going into the 31st day, they did not see the Levona. The Kiblon Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel accepted the Eidus. It's possible something like this could happen. Omer Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkanis. Eide Shekerhein. He said, no, the false Eidus. Heich midin al isha sheyolada. How could you say an Ishla gave birth? Ulamocha kreisa ben shineho. And tomorrow she's still like pregnant. How could you say that? Here also. How could you say you saw yesterday the new moon and tonight, the next night, you don't see it. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Roya Nias Devarecha. That he's masking, he agrees that they should be called Eidei Sheker. And the pshat from Gamliel, they say, is that he knew Api Cheshbin, that it's like a true, the Levona was supposed to come out on the 30th. So therefore, he was Mekadesh the 30th day to be Rosh Chodesh. However, they held not like that, that if Eidei Sheker, it can't be, that the moon was out last night and not tonight. Therefore, they were not Mekabul the Yedis. So now, Mishneh Teset says that Sholach Lo Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Yeshua, saying like this, Goizreini Olecho Shetovli Etzli B'makelcho U'v'moisecho B'yom HaKippurim Shechal Liyos V'chesh Bainoch. In other words, like in the Mishnah before, was the Machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, if he could believe such Eidim, when the Eidim said that they saw the new moon last night, but tonight they do not see it. According to Rabbi Gamliel, the first day, the 30th day, is Rosh Chodesh. Let's say this Machlokes came out in Rosh Hashanah. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Rosh Hashanah is on the 30th day. According to Rabbi Yeshua, that you did not leave the Eidim, so Rosh Hashanah first comes out on the 31st day of Elul. So it's going to be a difference, when does Yom Kippur come out? According to Rabbi Gamliel, the 10th day, Yom Kippur is not the same day on Rabbi Yeshua's Cheshbon. So Rabbi Gamliel, he was like the Rosh Bezdin, he made Gzeir as if to prove that he's right, and he wanted Rabbi Yeshua, that according to you, Rabbi Yeshua, Yom Kippur comes out on one day, on that day, Rabbi Gamliel says, it's not Yom Kippur, and therefore I want you to walk to me with your stick and with your money. So, Holach L'motzer Rabbi Kiva Meitzar. That Rabbi Kiva was walking, and he found Rabbi Yeshua to be very, feeling bad, Meitzar, like he had problems. Is Omaloi. So he said to him, Yesh li lilmoid. You should learn like this. Shekol ma'ashosar v'amgamliel osli. Whatever he tells you to do, you should listen to him. And Rabbi Kiva told him why. He said like this, Shenema, the pasuk says, Eile moyade Yashem mikroi kodesh, asher tikru oisom. That what the Bezdin is mekadesh, the Rosh Chodesh. Bein bizmanon, bein shloi bizmanon. That whether it's the right day, whether it's not the right day, Bezdin has the right to be mekadesh, the Chodesh. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Shul, I don't feel bad. Rabbi Gamliel, he was the head of the Bezdin. If he made that day Rosh Hashanah, so listen to him. And therefore, Yom Kippur is a day earlier than yours. So on your Yom Kippur, you're allowed to listen to do what Rabbi Gamliel wants you to do. So Mara says, Ein li moyedes, ein li moyadois ela elu. That we only have the Yom Tovim, what Bezdin tells us. So Mara Mishnah says, Bolo yetzer Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkanis. So Yeshua now went to visit Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkanis. Is Omalo, he said like this, In boyin anu lodun acha Bezdin shom Gamliel, Tzrichin anu lodun acha kol Bezdin u Bezdin shoma mimois, Like if we want to argue on the Bezdin, we'll have to argue on all the Bezdins that were there from the time of Moshe. Shenem the Apostle says, Vayal Moshe v'Yaron, Nodav v'Yaviyu v'Shivim Mizikne Yisrael. So, V'lom Aloin is Parshu Shemoysen Shalzkenim. Why didn't explain to us the names of the Zakenim? And the Lama comes to teach us, Shekol Shloisho Shloisho Shomdu, Bezdin Yisrael, Hareyu Ke Bezdino Shomoysha. Whenever you have even three, they become a Bezdin. They have the Loch like Bezdin Shel Moshe. In other words, we have to listen to the Bezdin. But since Rabbi Gamliel is the Rosh Bezdin, if he tells us when Rosh Hashanah, when Yom Kippur is, we have to listen to him. Therefore, the Mishnah says that's what happened. That Noto Makloi Umoisa Biyadoi. So Rabbi Yeshua took his stick and his money in his hands for Holach Liyav Meitzer Rabbi Gamliel. V'yoyim Shechal Yom Kippurim Liyas B'chesh Boinoi. He went to visit Rabbi Gamliel on the day that, according to his cheshbon, should have been Yom Kippur. Is Omar Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel stood up on the shokai arosha and kissed him on his head. Omar Allah, he said to him, "Boyu v'sholom, come in peace." Rabbi v'talmidi. What does that mean? Rabbi means b'chokhma. You're great in chokhma. V'talmidi, you're my talmid. Shekibal to es devorai. That you are makabu. You accepted what I told you to do. Yeah, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph, Ruhu Bezdin V'chol Yisrael. If the Bezdin saw the new Levona, and the whole Klai Yisrael saw it, is Nechkuru Eidim, let's say they had Chakiris Eidim, they checked out the Eidim, but Lahispiku Leimim Makudish, they did not have enough time to say Makudish HaChodesh, Ad Shech HaShecha, until it became evening already, Alachriz HaRezeh Mubar, it's called Rosh Chodesh is the next day. Even though we know that the moon was here the night before, the night of the 30th, but since on the 30th day, Bezdin did not say Mekudesh Mekudesh, it's not called Rosh Chodesh until the 31st day. What's going to be if Ruhu Bezdin Bulvad? Bezdin themselves saw the new moon last night. If Allah risen the next morning, Yamdu Shnayim, let two of them get up and be Edim v'yidu v'fneim, and they'll say Edus in front of the rest of the Bezdin, v'yom, when the Bezdin would say back like Mekudesh Mekudesh. That's also a way to be Mekadesh Ter Chodesh. What about Ruah Shloisha v'heim Bezdin? Let's say only three people saw the new moon last night, and these three also want to be the Bezdin. They are part of the Bezdin. So Loch is like this. We hold that Midiraisa ain't aid not a dying. You can't be an aid and be a dying at the same time. So therefore what you have to do is Yamdu Hashnayim. Let two of them stand up to be Aidim. The Yoshivu Meachav Rayim Eitzla Yochid. They'll have to put another two people to become a Bezdin with that third person there. The Yidu Befnayim. And then the two Edom will say in front of the other three people, V'yomru Mekudesh Mekudesh, Shein HaYochid Nemanai Dayatzmai. Because you can't have just one person to be the Bezdin to say Mekudesh, even if he's a Yochid Mumche, for the Bezdin to make a Kiddush HaChodesh, you have to have three. So therefore we have to have two more people sitting down next to the one to make a Bezdin of three, and then they'll have this din of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Mishnah Beis. Kol ha-shofreis kasherim chutz mishopora. Any type of a shofre is kosher, excluding a one from a cow, who are there from an ox. Mivnei shu keren, because it's called a keren, it's not called a shofre. Now kol ha-shofreis means either the regular shofre shal ayol, which is kofuf, which is bent over, or else a shofre shal ya'ol, which is a straight one, poshut, still the kosher. Only shopora from a cow, that's possible. Omer Rabbi Yosef Yosi says, "V'aloi kol ha-shofar is nikru keren. What's wrong if the shofar shofar is called a keren? All shofars is called keren. It's called a horn. Shenema, because the pasuk says in Yeshua, b'mshoich b'keren ha-yevel. You see, it's called the shofar is also called a keren. See, if so, what's wrong with the shofar shofar? And the Gemara explains that the Chum answers is true. All other shofars is called keren also, but it's called the shofar." Mashenke in Shelpora, it's not called the Shofar, it's only called the Karen Horn. Therefore, it's possible for the Mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah Gimel, Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah Shel Yaal Poshut. Now, Yaal is a wild goat, and his Shofar is Poshut, is straight. That's what this Tanakh of our Mishnah holds. We'll soon see later, the Mishnah later, Rabbi Yehuda holds not like this. But this Mishnah holds that the Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah is Shel Yaal. Lechatchili, you should use one from a yoal, and it should be straight. Opiv metzupa zohov, and by its mouth it should be plated with gold. And the Gemara explains that this is talking about by the shofar in the Beis Hamikdash, and not that you plated it outside where you put your mouth into it, but rather further up it should be plated on the outside with gold. Ushtei chatzaitzrois min hatzdadim, and there are two trumpets on the side of it. Shofar marich, when they blew the shofar, the mitzvahs of shofar, that they blew longer, and the trumpets were shorter. Because the mitzvah in Rosh Hashanah is to blow the shofar. So even though in the Beis Hamikdash they used to have the two chatzoitzros, the trumpets, but used to blow longer with the shofar than with the chatzoitzros. Now Mishnah Dalid, betainyos, when you used to have a tainus tzibur, used to fast because they didn't have rain, it already came Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and the rain didn't come down, so bezdin l'gozer. Sholish Tanya Shel Tzibur, like the Gemara in Tainus talks about it. The Mishnah says, then when they used to blow the shofar, they used to use Bishel Schorim from a male rim. Kfufim, there the shofar was bent over. The Gemara explains, because we want them to be kofaf, roshay, v'libor, the koinot, like you're bending over your heart and your head to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pray that there should be rain. U'piyem mitzupin kesef, and outside was only coated with silver. And there they had the two trumpets in the middle of the shofaris. Why? And shofar mekatzer, with the shofar and the tainas, they blew a shorter blow. And they blew longer with the trumpets. Because on the mitzvah of tainas, the daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there the ikka mitzvah was with the chatzoitzos. And real, there's a passing of Bamidbar that says, V'chisavoyu mechoma b'yartzechem ala tzara tzorereschem. Whenever we have a tzara, something bad is happening to Klal Yisrael, we have to go daven and scream to Kodesh Baruch Hu with the chatzoitzros. In Mishneh, Shove HaYovel or Rosh Hashanah. Pesan Yovel, Yom Kippur of Yovel, they also used to blow the shofar. The Tanakhama holds that has the same halach like Rosh Hashanah. Let Kiyo the Brochus of blowing the shofar, that the shofar should be Shoyao Poshet, it should be from a wild goat, that the shofar is straight. Well, Abrochus used to have the Brochus in the Davin Musaf on Yovel, on Rosh on Yom Kippur of Yovel. They also said there's the Malchias, Sechrenis and Shofars. Rabbi Yehudu Aimer, Rabbi Yehudu Shitra is no, that Rosh Hashanah Toikim B'Shel Zchorim. On Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar should be from a Zohar, from a male rim. In other words, that the Shofar is bent over. Because he holds even in Rosh Hashanah, a person should be kof of Daita, like Kodesh Baruch Hu, like he's doing Tshuva. Uva Yovel, but on Yovel, on the Yom Kippur of Yovel, which Yovel's Indian of Cheris, the going out free, B'Shel Yelim. There they blew with a straight Shofar. There it did not have to be bent over. And that's how a minhag like of Yehuda, that the shofar who used in Rosh Hashanah is usually shel zchorim, bent over. The mission above. Shofar shenistak v'dibkoi. You have a shofar that cracked the length. V'dibkoi, you like glued it together again. It's possible. Still it's possible. Dibek shivrei shofar, it's possible. Let's say the shofar cracked in half, the widthwise, or in a few pieces, and you glued it back together again. Also it's possible. What about the nikav? There was a hole in the shofar, the sosma, and you closed it up. You put another piece of shofar there and closed up the hole, even beminoi. So it's like this: imak if eshat kia posel. Rav Meparsh learned it means if before you clogged up this hole, because of the hole the voice did not come out, it was makiv the tkiya, the lachris is posel, and even though you closed it up, it's called the curl is coming out because of the steamer, and it's posel. The Yimlav, if before you clogged up the hole, the voice still came out of the shofar, even though it wasn't that nice, but there was still a curl of the shofar, now that you clogged it up, still it's kosher, because we don't say the curl is coming from the steamer. Here, Mishneh Zayin. Hatakeya l'teich habor. Somebody blows the shofar into a ditch, or l'teich hadus, another type of a ditch, or l'teich hapitam, to a jar. So it depends like this. Im kol shofar shama. If the person that hears the shofar hears the voice of the shofar itself, you are yotze. Some portion of Rishonim says talking about b'shas hashmad when the yidim were afraid to blow the shofar outside, so they had a heart to blow the shofar. So if you blow the shofar inside the bor, inside the ditch, it's like this. If you're inside the ditch, also that you hear the voice of the shofar, you're yotze. V'im kel havara shoma lo yotze. If you only hear the echo from the shofar, then you're not yotze. In other words, if you're standing on top of the ditch and you hear the way the person is blowing the shofar inside the ditch, then you would not be yotza because you're only hearing the echo of the shofar. The same thing as somebody's passing by in the back of the shul, or else if your house was near the shul, and you hear the voice of the shofar itself, or else on Purim you hear them reading the Megillah. It depends. Here you are hearing the voice of the shofar and the voice of the Megillah. So therefore, in chivin liba yotza. If you have in mind that you want to be yotza the mitzvah, you are yotza. V'yim lav, if you don't have this in mind, lo yotza. Afa pisha zeshama v'zeshama, even though like two people are listening to the curl of the shofar, still ze chivin liboy, v'ze lo chivin liboy. That depends, the one person that has in mind to be yotza the mitzvah, he's yotza. The second one that does not have this in mind, he's not yotze. In the maskon, we have to have two dasim. The one that's blowing the shofar has to have in mind to be yotze whoever listens to it, and the person that listens to it has to have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah. And in the Gemara, it's a machlokes if we hold by kol mitzvahs tzriches kavon or ein tzriches kavon. If you learn you need kavon to be yotze all the mitzvahs, then the mission is very good. But even if you hold you don't need kavon to be yotze all the mitzvahs, then the Gemara says that our Mishnah is talking about where you don't hear the exact voice of the Kriya, of the Megillah, where you don't hear exactly it's the curl of the Shofar. So Chivin Liba means like you realize you hear the voice of the Shofar, then you are Yotze. In Mishnah Ches, the Pesuk says, V'hoya kasher yorim Moshe yodoi v'gova Yisrael. But Moshe picked up his hands and Klai Yisrael won the Mechama against Amalek. So Gemara asks, the Mishnah asks, V'chi yodov shel Moshe oiseis Mechama. Was it the hands of Moshe that made the war, or Shogris Mechama, or lost the war? Elo Loimelof, the Pasuk comes to teach us. Kol Zaman Shoy Yisrael Mistaklim Kalpe Mala. Kol Zaman the Klai Yisrael was looking upwards. And they made the hearts, they accepted upon themselves to do Avodas Hashem. They were winning the war. When they did not look up to Hashem like in common Evid to do Avodas Hashem, they would be falling down, they would lose the war. The same thing in another Pasuk we say like this. The Pasuk of Bamidbar says, made like a snake and put it on top of a banner. For ho you call hanoshah, whoever was bit, for ro oisei v'choi, if you look at that snake, and you'll live. For the Mishnah is, v'chi nochash meimus hanochash mechaya, is it the fact that you look at the nochash, at the snake, that's going to kill you, or that's going to keep you alive? Elo, the pasuk means like this. V'zman she yisrael mistaklan kalpe malo, when Klai Yisrael looks upwards towards Hashem, when mishabdim es libon lavin shebashamayim, and they put the hearts to do avodas Hashem, ho you misrapim, that would heal them. In love, if they did not, they would become worse and die. Then the Mishnah says, Cheresh Shaita V'Katan. A Cheresh is someone that can't hear and can't talk. Shaita is like a fool who lost his das. V'Katan, a person that's not by mitzvah yet, or not bas mitzvah. Is ein moitzien es harabim v'dechavosim. They cannot be moitzi the rabbin to blow the shofar for the rabbin. And zeh haklal, this is the general rule. Kol she'ena mechuyev badover. If the person himself has blown the shofar, his potter is not mechuyev in the mitzvah, they cannot blow the shofar to be moitzi the rabbim. You have to be a bar chiyuva, and a kotin, a cheresh shaita the kotin, is not a bar chiyuva. Therefore, they cannot blow the shofar to be moitzi other people. The Perek Revi, first Mishnah, Yom Tov Sherosh Hashanah Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, the loch reads, Ba'amikdash Hayotokin. His man, they had the Beis Hamikdash in the Beis Hamikdash. They used to blow the shofar even on Shabbos. Avoloi b'Medina. The Medina Rashi says that means in Yerushalayim. In the rest of Yerushalayim, they did not blow the shofar on Shabbos like we do b'zman hazeh, because there's a gzera made you carry it outside dal ramas b'shus rabin. Mashenkin in the Beis Hamikdash itself, we don't make these gzeras. Therefore, in the Beis Hamikdash, they used to blow the shofar even on Shabbos. But mishachor of Beis Hamikdash after the Churban Abayis. Hiskin Rav Yechonon ben Zakkai shiyotoken b'chol mokim sheish by bezdin. Yechonon ben Zakkai made a takono that they used to blow the shofar any place they had a bezdin. Mashma, even a bezdin shel chav gimel, it did not have to be the bezdin hagodol. Omer Rav Lozer, Rav Lozer says no, that lo hiskin Rav Yechonon ben Zakkai yele biyavne bovad. He only made the takono to blow the shofar even on Shabbos, only in Yavne. Yavne had the Maila, that's with the Sanhedrin HaGadolah, when it left Yerushalayim, it went into Yavne. So B'mokim, the best Sanhedrin HaGadolah, that's where you could blow the shofar on Shabbos. Omruloi, the Chum said back, no, that Echod Yavne v'Yechod Komokim Shesh by Bezdin. Lav Davki in Yavne, but any place that has the Bezdin, you could blow the shofar on Shabbos. The Mishnah Beis, V'Oid Zois Hoiso Yerushalayim Yisera Yavne. Hey, Bizman, they had the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim when they used to blow the shofar on Shabbos there. It had a bigger halacha, it was more than in Yavne, by which point, Shekolir, Shehiroya, any city that you could see Yerushalayim from there, for Shema, Saros, you could hear the way they blew the shofar in the Beis Hamikdash, Ukroiva of Yechad Olavoy, or else you were close by that you could walk there, is taken. You were also allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Over Yavne, Mashenken, after the Churban, when the Sanhedrin HaGadol went to Yavne, they only blew the shofar on Shabbos in Bezdin by Yavne, but no place outside the Bezdin. Mishnah Gimel. Barishoyna hoyahalulov nito ba'migdash shiva. At the beginning, in the Beis Hamikdash, they used to have the luluv all 7 days of Yom Tov, over Medina yom echad. And in the chutz from the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, they only took the luluv just 1 day. And this is the halacha of the Yeraisa, that only the pasuk says, "V'sumachtam l'fnei Hashem alakechem shivas yomim." It's only in the Beis Hamikdash that you have the chiyuv of the Yeraisa to take the lulav all 7 days. However, outside the Beis Hamikdash, there's only the chiyuv to take it on the first day. But mishachorav Beis Hamikdash, after the Beis Hamikdash was chorav, is hiskin Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai shiyei lulav nito b'medina shiva zechel hamikdash, like we do now, that even outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside Yerushalayim also, we take the lulav all 7 days on Sukkot. to be zecher the way they used to do it in the Beis Hamikdash. V'shiya yom haneif kula yaser. Yom haneif, that's really shisha yaser benisim. The halacha is you're allowed to start eating the chadash, the new wheat that's grown after they brought the korban omer on shisha yaser benisim. So bezman had the Beis Hamikdash. As soon as they brought the korban omer, you're allowed to eat the chadash. But if you're mitzaka made after korban after the korban abayis, the whole day of Shish Asa Benisin is still Asa Tita Chodesh until the next day. Yemishneh Dalet, for Rishoyna Hoyu Mekablin Edus HaChodesh Kol Hayom. At the beginning, there used to be Mekabel the Edim to make Rosh Chodesh any part of the day, even at the end of the day, to make Rosh Hashanah. But Pamachas once happened that Nishtoyu Edim Milovoy, the Edim came late in the day, but Iskalchlu Halavim Bashir. In other words, it came that day they thought it was not Rosh Hashanah, and they brought the korban Tomet Shoben Abayim, and the Levim sang the wrong shir then. It's just because the Edim came after that to say that today was Rosh Hashanah, so they did not sing the shir Shor Rosh Hashanah. It's his kinu, therefore the Menet HaKonor, Shlo Yiyu Mekablon Elo Adam Mincha, that will only be Mekabel the Edim to make today Rosh Hashanah up until Mincha. But V'yimbo Edim Min HaMincha L'mala, let's say the Edim came to the Bezdin after Mincha, after the Korban Atomid on Rosh Hashanah, is Noig and Noisayan Kodesh. They were Noig that day to be Kodesh, because since they started it, Min HaSofik, they finished off that day. But the Lamocha Kodesh, the real Rosh Hashanah is first tomorrow. So this is really the reason why even in Eretz Yisrael, they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Because Bezman, the Beis Hamikdash, was also a time when they had 2 days Rosh Hashanah, when the Edim came to Bezdin after Mincha, that they still kept that day Min HaSofik and they finished off the day of Kedusha, even though the real Rosh Hashanah was first the next day. Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, his Hiskin of Yechinah Betzaka, Shiyu Mekablon Edus HaChodesh Kol Hayom. He made the Takana back original, like originally, that you could accept the Edim the whole day, because there's no more Shir, there's no more Karbonis to make a Kilkul. Omer Vishur Ben Korcho, that V'yoyid Zoyis Hiskin of Yechinah Betzaka, Yechinah Betzaka made another Takana. Shafilu Rosh Bezdin Mechol Mokom. Even if the Rosh Bezdin went away, is not Ben Koymoi, and he is usually the one to say Kiddush HaChodesh, Shlo Yi Edim Holchem El Lamokom Avad. The Edim that saw the new moon, they only have to go to the regular place where the Bezdin is, and whoever is there at that time from the Bezdin, they have a right to say Mekudush HaChodesh. Mishnei, say the Brochus, how to say the Brochus, Oyme Ovois O Gvuras O Kedushas Hashem. You say the first Brochus, Shmon Esrei Ovois, then Gvuras. Then you say Kedushas Hashem, talk about Rosh Hashanah, but Kolol Malchus Yimoyim. The first bracha you say Malchus also. V'yena Tekeya, you don't blow the shofar. Kedushas Hayoyim, for Tekeya, then you say Kedushas Hayoyim, and you do blow the shofar. Zichronis, you say Zichronis, for Tekeya, and you blow the shofar. Shofaros, you say Pesukim HaShofaros, for Tekeya, and you blow the shofar. V'yomer Avoida, then you say Ritzelak, V'hoidor, and Moedim, V'brichas Kanim. Divi Reb Yechin and Benuri. Oma la Rabbi Kiva, imeinu tekeya b'malchis, l'malchis, if you don't blow the shofar when you say the psukim b'malchis, lomu maskim, why do we say the psukim? Ela, he says, and that's the way we do halacha. Oimer ovois u'gvuras u'kdushas Hashem. Then v'koilu malchis im kdushas hayoyim esakeya. You say malchis in the bracha of kdushas hayoyim, and you blow the shofar also then. Zichronis, then you say the psukim of zichronis v'sakeya, and you blow the shofar. Shofaros, then you say the psukim of shofaros v'sakeya, and you blow the shofar. Yemir avoided we say Ritzei Vaido and Moedim Obrichas Akanim. Yemishin Nevod Ein Perchsim Yasor Malchus. We don't see less than 10 Psukim of Malchus. Yasor Zechronius Yasor Shofers. If Yechonim Benuri Yemir, if Yechonim Benuri Yemir, Imam Ashalosh Shalosh Mikulam Yot. If you say 3 Psukim of all of them, it's enough. Ein Maskir and Zichron and Malchus Veshofer Shalpronius. We don't say Psukim about Ber about Pronius. Maschel B'Torah. We start off saying the first Psukim in the Torah. Umashlam Benovi. We end off what it says in the Novi. If you say Yom Hishlam Batera Yotzef, the last pasuk who says from the Torah, that's also good. Ha'ivel if Nei Hatayda B'Yom Tov Shor Rosh Hashanah, that the Shliach Tzibah that goes to Davin Shachris and Rosh Hashanah is Hashem Yimaskiya. In other words, by Shachris they don't blow the shofar. The second one, the one that Davin's Musaf, by Musaf they blow the shofar. V'Shah Sahalal, Harisha Makre Sahalal. In other words, by other Yom Tovim, when we say Halal, then the one that Davin Shachris, the Rishon, he's the one that says Halal. Not by Musaf. Yemishnechesh shofar shor Rosh Hashanah naviruno leves atchum. You're not allowed to walk outside the tchum on Rosh Hashanah to get the shofar. Ve'mefrachkan oleves agal. If a bunch of stones fell on top of a shofar, you can't pull out the shofar. But Olin Bilin, you can't climb up a tree to get the shofar. You can't ride on an animal. You can't swim in the water. You can't cut off a shofar in Rosh Hashanah, whether it's only Nisa Shvus or whether it's Nisa Diraisa, you can't do it. If you want to put water or wine inside the shofar, that's all right. We don't stop the children from blowing the shofar. That you're allowed to even work and teach the children how to blow the shofar. But if you hear the shofar from somebody just practicing, like he's not yotza. If you hear it from a person that's being masasik, also you're not yotza the mitzvah shofar. Say that kiyos is shalosh. We blow the shofar 3 times. Those for malchus, zechronos, and shofros. Shalosh, shalosh. Each time we blow it 3. In other words, a tkiya, true, and a tkiya. Now, shir tkiya, kishalosh truis. The length of a tkiya is like it takes for 3 truas. Shir true, what's the shir of a trua? Kishalosh yabovis. Like 3 short sounds. Toka burishoin, if you blew the first one, a tkiya. Omoshach b'shniya kishtayim. And the last second tkiya, you went twice as long. And biyodel achas, it only helps for 1 tkiya. It can't be the end of one set and not in the beginning for the next one. If you already daven Shemoneh Esrei and then you finally found the shofar, is Tekeya Maria with Tekeya Shalosh Pavim. You make a Tekeya true and Tekeya 3 times. Because that's the mitzvah of the Raisa to hear 9 kolos. Now, Kishem Shashlech Tziba Chayiv, the Shachar, just after Shir Tziba has to say Shemoneh Esrei, Kach Klu Yochav Yochad Chayiv. Everybody has to daven Shemoneh Esrei also. Have Shemon Gamil Laimeno, Shlech Tziba Moitzi Esrad Medichabosim. The Shlech Tziba Hishmon Esrei, he can be Moitzi everybody. Everybody just has to listen, then he can be Moitzi everybody. But Lamaisa, our mini gives that everybody daven Shemoneh Esrei for themselves. All right, we'll stop here.